Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 15th of July. United Airlines Ventures announced today it, along with Breakthrough Energy Ventures and Mesa Airlines, has invested in electric aircraft startup Heart Aerospace. Heart Aerospace is developing the ES-19, a 19-seat electric aircraft that has the potential to fly customers up to 250 miles before the end of this decade. In addition to UAV's investment, United Airlines has conditionally agreed to purchase 100 ES-19 aircraft once the aircraft meets United's safety, business, and operating requirements. Mesa Airlines, United's key strategic partner in bringing electric aircraft into commercial service, has also agreed to add 100 ES-19 aircraft to its fleet, subject to similar requirements. UAV is building a portfolio of companies that focus on innovative sustainability concepts and create the technologies and products necessary to build a carbon-neutral airline and reach United's net-zero greenhouse gas emissions goals. With this new agreement, United is deepening its bold commitment to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions 100% by 2050 without relying on traditional carbon offsets. The government of South Georgia and South Sandwich Islands is committed to facilitating visits without compromising the high standards in safety and environmental protection. South Georgia remains COVID-19 free and will be taking extra precautions to ensure the safety of staff and visitors. The mitigation measures created last season have been updated but stand largely unchanged. The main mechanism being the three-part health declaration, which is in place to ensure vessels are risk assessed before arriving in the maritime zone, again before landing at Grytviken. For vessels not coming into direct contact with station personnel, there is no mandate for quarantine or vaccination. A South Georgia visitor's guide was released last season and it is ready for distribution. It will be available to permit holders on USB or can be requested in an ultra-high resolution format suitable for showing on cinema screens. This week signals a highly anticipated start of a shortened 2021 cruise season for Seattle, with Royal Caribbean Cruise Line's Ovation of the Seas and the Serenade of the Seas already docked in the Emerald City, the first cruise ships to arrive in 18 months. Starting on the 19th of July, Seattle's homeport cruise business operations will see 84 round-trip voyages to Alaska before the end of October 2021, with sailings every day except for Wednesdays. Cruise vessels are continuing to arrive in the harbour, loading supplies, ensuring staff are vaccinated, and implementing heightened health and safety precautions at arrival, on board, and disembarkation. The Port of Seattle's cruise line partners are rising from the pandemic with a commitment to protecting their passengers, crews, the community, region, and beyond, whilst continuing to take strides in environmental protection, sustainability, and economic development. Overland touring specialist Dragoman is going into hibernation. The company says it is going to sit tight until the resumption of long-haul travel is again feasible. It's going into full dormancy mode with immediate effect. All future bookings are being refunded in full. This has been a very tough decision to take, said Charlie Hopkinson, director of Dragoman. But we are now 16 months into the pandemic, and long-haul travel in the way that Dragoman has operated for the past 40 years is sadly unlikely to be possible in the short to medium term. Hopkinson says there is no alternative but to shut up shop until borders reopen. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.